The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 4th, 1971, in London, England.
Maya sakta pana prattha yugam jinyan magasaya Asangsan samatran mang jatha dhyasya sikatsina. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna that maya sakta mana, you have to train your mind to become attached to me, Krishna. Actually, that is yoga system. Our mind has got two business. Something accepting and rejecting. So, we have to train our mind in such a way that we become simply attached to Krishna. That is called Maya Saptamana. Maya Saptamana Pratham Yogam Mad Asraya. Taking this yoga can be practiced by taking shelter of me or my representative. Not alone. Therefore, Krishna says, Maya Saptamana Pratam Yogam Junyan Mad Asraya. Asraya means shelter. Krishna says, Mat. Mat means me. So, either you take shelter of Krishna, or you take shelter of a bona fide representative of Krishna. Actually, if you do a business, either you transact the business in agreement with the proprietor, or the proprietor is representative, the business is all right. If the representative of the firm signs that agreement, then even the proprietor does not know, it will be accepted as bona fide. Is it not? So, even though you cannot see eye to eye Krishna, you can execute this yoga system, Krishna consciousness, through the agency of his bona fide representative. Maya Saptamana Prasa. And how it is asaṁsāṁ samagraṁma. By practicing that yoga, you will understand me or God. Asaṁsāṁ, without any doubt. Asaṁsāṁ, samagraṁ, and in full. Not that partial. Yathāgyāśyasi, as you can understand, tathāsrino. Now, yes, attention. Krishna is beginning to speak to Arjuna about this bhakti yoga system and is drawing his attention. Srino, please hear attention. Yesterday there was a poster. Somebody, I do not know whether the gentleman is present here, whether you have seen God, Krishna. Not only me, Everyone has seen Krishna. Krishna is not that you can see Krishna in this form. He is playing flute and enjoying with Radharani. That is his natural picture, a natural form. But he has got multi other forms also. If you are not fortunate enough to understand this form, then you can turn your attention to other many other forms and you can see this. Actually, we cannot see spirit soul, even we cannot see. The modern advancement of science, we cannot see even the particle of the spirit. They have no power. Just like I am, you are. We are all spirit souls. We are in this body. But the medical science, after dissection of the body, cannot find out where is the spirit soul. But there is. That's a fact. But you have no instrument or power to see. In spite of your advances of so many scientific instruments, you cannot see. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavir Grahyam Indriya. However, these senses are so imperfect that we cannot perceive him, what is spirit soul. We cannot see. That's the fact. And we cannot, it is very difficult to perceive also. But you can see also, you can perceive also by accepting a certain method. That method is called Yogam Junyan Madasaya. You have to practice this yoga system under my shelter or my representative shelter. Then you can understand samadram fully, completely, or samsara without any doubt. That you have to practice. And that practice is also not very difficult. Simply, one should be serious, that I want to see God. Everyone is seeing God, but he does not know that he is seeing God. That is Maya. There are so many examples. Just like you can, although you are in this room, you can know that sun is not yet set, because you can see your watch. And you can understand the sunset time is not yet there. So you can understand perfectly that there is sun in the sky. It is a method. Similarly, you can understand God is there. You have to accept the method. If you accept that method is recommended here, Yugam Junyan Madasa. You have to practice this yoga system under the shelter of me. Me means, just like the same example, a business first, fine. We agree to this point. The science manager signs, the proprietor signs, he says we the company, any one of us. Similarly, when Krishna says, Madhaspat, under my shelter, it means that taking shelter of Krishna or anyone in the disciple succession of Krishna. The same example. Anyone attached to that business transaction, he is as good as the proprietor of the money. So Krishna says, Jnanam seham sabhijnanam, the yoga system. Yoga system is a type of knowledge. Jnanam. Jnanam means knowledge. Jnanam seham sabhijnanam idam bhakshami asesatam. I'm just trying to explain the knowledge or the devotional knowledge or the yoga system by which you can understand me perfectly, that I am speaking to you in full knowledge, jnanam, and sabhijnanam with scientific knowledge, not that bogus knowledge. Sabhijnanam. Vijnanam means science, with scientific knowledge. The modern days, people are advanced. They like to talk on scientific basis. And here is the Krishna's statement. Sabhijnanam. With scientific knowledge. Bhakhyami asesata. And I shall explain asesata in full explanation, without any reservation. Not that summarily I say something, you do not follow, you do not understand, I finish. No. I shall fully explain. Asesata. Jajgatya. And if you fortunately can understand, Jajgatya neha bhuya annad gyatabham avasishyate. If you understand this science, then you finish your process of acquiring knowledge. Every one of us acquiring knowledge, that is called experience, one after another. So Krishna says that if you understand this science, sabhijnanam, then your knowledge will be complete. You have nothing to hanker after any further knowledge. Knowledge is complete. That is also Vedic injunction. Jasmin vijnate sarvamevam vijnatam bhavanti. Jasmin vijnate. If you can understand the supreme knowledge, the supreme, then sarvamevam vijnatam bhavanti, everything becomes known to you. Just like in arithmetic, if you simply learn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, then you learn all the arithmetic problems. Because in the arithmetic there is nothing but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whatever you see, big calculation, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Similarly, if you simply understand Krishna, then you will see the whole activity, whole world, whole universe is full of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, I will see that Bodham Janmanamante Jnanavan Man Prabhupada. When actually one becomes wise, full of wisdom, jnana bhat. How? After many, many births of speculation and calculation, when he actually becomes, just like the same example, a very expert mathematician, he sees the whole mathematics, arithmetic is full of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, actually when one is in knowledge, then he can see Krishna everywhere. Not that those who are in the lower stage, they think that Krishna is here in the temple and not anywhere else. That is the lowest stage of understanding Krishna. But the highest stage of understanding Krishna, the Krishna conscious person sees everywhere Krishna, even within the atom. Khandantara sam paramanachayantara sam. Krishna can be found within this universe, in everyone, and as well as in the atoms also, within the atoms. Samagra. But this knowledge is little difficult. Therefore Krishna says, manusyanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddhaya. Out of many millions of human beings, one becomes interested in Krishna consciousness, or God consciousness. When I speak Krishna, you should understand God. So Krishna says, manusyanam sahasresu. Sahasresu is plural number, means among thousands of men, millions and thousands of men. One become interested. Manusyanam sahasresu jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya means perfection. Perfection of life. One should be very cool-headed. So, distinction. A human being an animal. The animal does not know what is perfection of life. They are simply interested with four principles of bodily necessity. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. That's all. They have no other enquiry. What is the perfection? That is not possible. In that body, in that animal body, cats and dogs or hogs or elephants, very big body, or tiger, very powerful body. But they cannot inquire what is the perfection of life. That inquiry is possible in the human form. The tiger has got body, and a man has got body. Tiger may be very powerful, a man may be very weak. But there is a great distinction between the tiger and the man. Because tiger becoming so powerful, he has no power to understand what he is or what is the perfection of life. But a human being, although he may be very feeble and very weak than the tiger, he has got the developed consciousness to understand what is perfection of life and what he is. That is the reason. The people are trying to be like tiger. In India, a certain section of people, the Mohammedans, they say that we want to be like sher, sher means tiger. And more or less in the Western countries also, everyone is trying to become a tiger, very fast. But one should be very cool-headed. The tiger is very powerful. The tiger can attack anyone and kill him. That is very good. But what is the use of tiger? Nobody is interested in tiger. Rather, if the tiger comes within the city, immediately it will be shot down. Because it has no use. But a humble, meek cow, of course here there is no protection of cow. But in India, the cow is protected. It is the duty of the human being to give protection to the cow. It's like we offer Krishna our obeisance. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. Krishna, you are Brahma, you are worshipable by the Brahminical culture. Brahmana Devaya, not by others. Because you are Go Brahmana Hitaya, you are well wisher of the cows and the Brahmin. Why Krishna is not said tiger? Why this prayer is devoid of tiger? Hitayacha. Krishna is always thinking how to protect the cows and the Brahmin. When Krishna appeared on this planet, he became a cowherd boy to give protection to the cows. He was tending cows by his personal example. You will read in the Krishna book how you are taking care of the cows. Therefore, Go Brahmana Hitaya. The first prayer is that you are protector of the cows and the Brahmins. Jagadhitaya, you are well wisher of the whole universe. But your special interest is to give protection to the cows and the Brahmins. Why that special interest? Because if the human society does not give protection to the cows and does not cultivate the Brahminical culture, then it is cats and dogs society. Therefore it is given. And as soon as the whole society becomes full of cats and dogs, how can we expect peace and prosperity? The dog's business is go. Why you have come here? Why you have entered in our neighborhood? Please get out. Not please, get out. No. So, we have cultivated a nice human society that there are all, dogs, the immigration department. Oh, why you have come here? Oh. Yes, sir, I have come here not to harm you, I have to speak something nice thing. How long is that? Not more than 1 month. All right. So immediately what's up? In every house, you are a dog. Don't enter. You are a dog. This is human civilization. You see? You cannot enter anyone's house. You cannot enter anyone's country. And as if you do, this means this is one top, this Krishna consciousness. But the Vedic culture says, Griham Satrum api praptam vishastam makutobha. Even if your enemy comes to your home, you should receive him in such a way that he'll forget that you are his enemy. Griham Satrum api praptam. Satru means enemy. If you see that an enemy has come to your house, Satrum api. Satru means enemy. Api, although. You should receive in such a way that he will completely believe you that you are his enemy and you are not his enemy. That was the system. In the Kurukshetra war, the cousin brothers are fighting. But after finishing the fighting, there is no enmity. These people are going to that camp, they are coming, talking or taking lunch. Very friendly. there was another fight between him and Jarasandha. The whole day there was fighting. It was decided that one should be killed. That's the fact. The fighting between Kshatriyas, that it will not end unless one of them is killed. That is Kshatriya's spirit. So they know, Bhim and Jarasandha knew it very well, that this fighting is going on until one is dead, one of the belligerent ones. But at night, Bhim is the guest of Jarasandha, sitting together, talking friendly. This is Brahminical culture. For duty's sake, for some cause, we may fight. That's all right. But that does not mean we shall remain inimical always. Griham Satuma Vipasam Vishatam Makutuvam. There is another example. The fight was going on between Arjuna and Duryodhana. So Duryodhana criticized the commander-in-chief, Bhishmadev. My dear grandfather, you are affectionate to the other party, my other cousin brothers, therefore you are not fighting very nicely. You think like that, that I'm not fighting very nicely? Yes, sir. Then just to infuse you. Yes. So he said, all right, tomorrow I shall kill all these fighters. Is that all right? Yes, that's right. So I keep these five arrows reserved for killing these five brothers. So Duryodhana did not believe that he may miss these five arrows. But he said, my dear grandfather, better I keep these five arrows with me. I shall deliver you tomorrow morning. All right, if you will. Krishna understood. Krishna is all pervading. He immediately said, Arjuna, tomorrow you are going to be killed. Be assured. Why? Now this is the position. Then what to do? Now you go to Duryodhana and take away all those arrows. Otherwise you will be killed. So Arjuna remembers that Duryodhana once promised. Duryodhana was elderly, Arjuna is younger brother. That, my dear brother, I promise, whatever you want I can give you. So Duryodhana said, all right, I shall ask you some days later, not now. So Arjuna thought, now this is the opportunity. I shall go and ask Duryodhana to give me those arrows. So Arjuna went to the other camp, and immediately Duryodhana received him as his brother, my dear brother, you have come. What do you want? You want the kingdom without fighting? Therefore you have come. I can give you. I can stop this fighting if you want without fighting. No, Duryodhana, no. I come for some other purpose. All right. Whatever you want, you can. Now, yes, you sometimes promise that whatever I want, you will give me. Yes, I am keeping my promise. What do you want? He said, give me those five arrows. Yes. Immediately. This is Kshatriya spirit. This is Brahminical culture. Yes, he said, promise. Ramchandra was going to be enthroned. And the stepmother says the same to Dasarath Maharaj, that their stepmother, Maharaj Dasarath, had three wives. So one who wanted that her son should be king. Then immediately she proposed that instead of Ramchandra, my son should be king. Maharaj Dasarath said, how it can be? She's already arranged. She's the eldest son. Now you promise sometimes that you will keep my, your promise and satisfy me. So this is my demand. So what do you want? That Ramchandra should be banished immediately and my son should be welcome. He agreed. He called Ramchandra. This is the demand of your stepmother. Kindly go to the forest for 14 years and your stepbrother will be here. Ramchandra agreed to him. That's all right, father. This is Brahmin culture. Is there any single instance in the history that a king which is going to be enthroned next morning and by the order of his father immediately he goes out to the forest? Therefore, there is no harm that we make materially very much advanced, but not like cats and dogs. Take Brahminical culture, then it is perfect, the whole society. Go Brahmana Hitayata, Jagat Bhitaya Krishnaya Govinda. That Brahminical culture can be established only by understanding Krishna. Without understanding Krishna, whatever we do, we shall remain simply animals. That's all. So, how the animals can be interested in Krishna? That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushanam sahasresu, out of many thousands of people. Just like we have started this movement, Krishna consciousness movement in the Western countries for the last 5 years. How many people have come to test to this Krishna consciousness? Not very many. We have got about 3,000 also. Therefore Krishna says that it is not attractive for everyone. But if one is attracted, his life is successful. His life is successful. Lord Chaitanya also says the same thing. Brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji. There are many innumerable living entities. They are wandering within this universe in different forms of body and different planets, transmigrating from one body to another, one planet to another. Eirupe brahmanda kono, out of them, if one is fortunate enough to associate with a bona fide spiritual master and Krishna, his life is complete. Eirupe brahmanda bhamite kono bhagavan ji, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhaktilata bhi. Bees mean seed. As from the seed, the big trees come out. Similarly, if one is injected with this Krishna consciousness, understanding, then gradually it will grow into big trees. And when the fruits will be there, he'll enjoy life. So, although this Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, yoga system is very easy. Still Krishna says that manushanam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddhyam. Jatatam api siddhyanam. Not only perfect, perfection of human consciousness is there when one understands that I am not this body. I am spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. That is perfect. But if you study Kudinai, so many men, everyone is bodily conscious. In Moscow, I was speaking with a great professor, Kotovsky. He is in charge of Indology Department of Government. He says, although I defeated him in argument, he says that after finishing this body, everything is finished. Let's see. No. The spiritual knowledge begins when one is perfectly aware that after finishing this body, I am not finished. That is what. Not that those who are in the concept of life, that with the finishing of this body, everything is finished. That is nonsense. Na hannate hannamane sarire. That's not it. Na jayate namriyate va kadachi nitta sarkatu ayam. Na hannate hannamane sarire. This Atma is never born and he never dies. Na jayate miyate va. Nitya, eternal, shashata, ever existing, shashata, na hannate hannamane sarire. Don't think that because the body is finished, therefore he is finished. No. In another place Krishna says, tatha dehantaram prapti, as you are changing body from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood to grown up and old age. This is your practical experience, as several times expressed. Similarly, this old body, when I give it up, I shall accept another body. What is that body? That will be given to you by the laws of nature according to your mentality. As you create your mentality, jangam bhāpi smaran lok, absorb your thought and mind at the time of death, then you are given a particular type of body. Either in the of a human being, or a cat, or a dog, or a demigod, or a tree, or so many. There are 8,400,000 of species of life. If you want the body of a tiger, if you have exercised very nicely, it should become a tiger like it's strong, then God will give you next life to become a tiger, actual tiger. Why tiger like? Become a tiger. I give you all such things. You don't have it. So what is the use of getting tiger's life? You know, perhaps you all know, the tigers cannot get food every day. And naturally, if in the forest there is a tiger, the other animals, they are very careful. But when he's too much hungry, God provides him for an animal. Because God provides everyone's food, the tiger also must have food. Kiko bhunam vidadhati kamat. That one supreme is maintaining all these living entities. The tiger is also part and parcel of God, and he has got that body. So God is kind enough on the tiger. And what to speak of the devotee? So, this human form of life, Krishna is stressing on this point, that manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhati. Out of many millions, at least at the present moment, nobody is interested to know what is the perfection of life. They think, or one thinks, the perfection of life means to enjoy the senses to the best capacity, and as soon as the body is finished, everything changes. Just like Professor Kotowski told, with the body, everything. Therefore, people have so much answer to enjoy sensual, because he knows as soon as this body is finished, everything is finished, so let me enjoy. This is the misconception or illusion or maya. Body is not finished. You are creating another body. Janvana, Daivanetrena, and you will get another body. karma na, according to your karma. Therefore, the intelligent person, bhavanam janmanam ante, that intelligence comes after many, many births. Bhavanam janmanam ante, jnanavan, one who is actually wise. Bhavanam janmanam ante, jnanavan, mana prabhadvate. Krishna says, he surrenders unto me. Why? Because he is wise. How he is wise? Now because he knows Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samatma. He understands that Krishna is everything. Not that he is falsely surrendered. He knows that Krishna is everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhava. Krishna says also. I am the root. Vijoham sarva bhutanam. I am the root, I am the seed of everything. Therefore, when one becomes actually wise, full of knowledge, then he surrenders to Krishna. Now, intelligent person, they will see this in a structure of Krishna. Krishna says, that is our method. Our method of acquiring knowledge is to hear from the authority, that's all. Now who can be better authority than Krishna? The Bhagavad Gita is a book of authority is acknowledged in every part of the world. Not that simply Indians or Hindus are interested. Any scholar, any philosopher, throughout the whole, any religion, any scientist, even Professor Einstein, you are interested in Bhagavad Gita. You are reading it daily. So, wise man means one who understands Krishna. So our formula is, if one is not God-conscious, as Krishna-conscious, immediately reject him. Immediately accept that he has no quality. Hararo bhaktasya kuto mohad guna. One cannot be qualified unless he is God-conscious. His all qualities immediately become rejected. Why? Yes, what? M.A., Ph.D. and Ph.D. and honored in him. That's all right. But in spite of all his education, he'll create simply havoc in the world. That's all. Hararo bhaktasya kuto mahadguna monorathena asato dhavato bahi. Because he is hovering over the mental plane, he'll simply create havoc. His education will be utilized for his sense gratification and he will not care for anything, just like the great scientists have discovered the atomic bomb. By scientific research. What is the effect? Now by one drop you can kill many millions of people. That is his advancement of science. Or why don't you create something that people will not die? That is not. I can accelerate death, but I cannot save death. That is not in my power. Then what kind of scientist you are? You create something. You create some medicine. Then take this tablet and no death, no more. At least no disease. That is not possible. There is disease, development of different kinds of disease, and they are discovering different kinds of medicine. That is a struggle. That is not scientific improvement. There is one problem before you and you are creating some antidote, that's all. This is struggle. Struggle for existence. This is not scientific improvement. But how one can be stopped from repetition of birth and death? That is here in the Bhagavad. What is that? Krishna says, Janma karma me vidvam vi janati tattvam. To try to understand Krishna. What is Krishna? Janma karma jo janati tattvam. Anyone who knows in truth, not superficially. Oh, Krishna, I know. And the seventh grade says they have got an idol of Krishna Deva. I know. Everything. Not like that. Try to understand Krishna, what he is. He is Krishna. Undoubtedly. But people want to know back actually what is Krishna. That we are opening. So if one simply understands what is Krishna, the result is Tapta Diham Punar Janmanaiti. Simply by understanding Krishna, there is no more taking birth. Punarjanma. If you take birth, then there is death. If you stop your birth, then you can stop your death also. Because birth and death is in relationship with this birth. If you don't have a material birth, then there is no question of birth, death, old age and disease. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness. People should be interested by hearing the words of Krishna. That is intelligence. Krishna says that in this way you can stop your birth and death process. So why don't you do that? Why you are after so many things? If you simply try to understand Krishna, and if you perfectly understand, then immediately you can stop your birth and death process. You are eternal. That is intelligence. That is intelligence. That's why Krishna says after many, many births, one comes to this conclusion that Krishna is everything. So, why shall I wait for another many births? Why not accept Krishna as in everything? This is intelligence. Krishna is saying, he is not bluffing. So why not take Krishna's word as true and immediately, maang prapadrata, immediately surrender. Krishna, I do not know anything, I simply surrender. Please protect, that's all, finish. Very simple thing, this Krishna consciousness. Everyone can take. It doesn't require to become very highly. to scientist, philosopher and something like that. Simply accept Krishna's word and see the result. And the result is happening also. Those who are accepting Krishna in that way and trying their best to please Krishna with this human form, how much they are happy, how they are enjoying life. So this is practical. So our request is that everyone should try to understand the Krishna consciousness movement and be happy. Thank you. What is that? Krishna has not extended Maya. You are then Maya. Therefore, he has given the facility to enjoy Maya. That's why the government creates the prison department. It is not the government's desire that there must be some prisoner. But you are criminal, therefore there must be prisoner. So you create the prisoner, not the government. Government creates the university, come there, take education. Maya is created by you. As soon as you forget Krishna, the Maya is there. Just like there is sunshine and darkness, side by side. If you want to keep yourself in the sunshine, there is no darkness. But if you voluntarily come to the darkness, what the sun will do? Krishna says, sarva-dharma anparityajya mamekam saranam. You surrender to Krishna. But why don't you do it? That is Maya. regard to you. Therefore you create Maya. Krishna does not create. A man is hanged. Does it mean that the High Court judge who orders that this man should be hanged, the High Court judge is enemy of that man, is hanging? No. He has created his situation that he should be hanged. God is very kind to everyone, but we have created situation so that we suffer. Sarmana, Daivane Srena, by our own work and under the supervision of the Supreme, just like in the state, you create some criminal activity under the supervision of the government, you are punished. Simply you have to see what you are doing. By such action, Krishna is satisfied. That's all. You can do anything. The test is that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ata pungi vidasvesha varnasama vibhavat shanas pitasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosana. The example is just like Arjuna was a warrior, fighter. So when he proposed that I shall not fight, they are my brothers, my grandfathers, my nephews. That was his proposal. Now Krishna said, "Where from you got this nonsense idea? You are in the war field and are denying to fight." That means by his nice proposal that I shall not fight, Krishna is not pleased. But after understanding Bhagavad Gita, when he saw that Krishna wants, he said, "Yes, Karishe Vatananta." Then Pati. So he remained a warrior and he still became Pati. So everyone can remain in his own occupation, varnasama vibhavata. But one has to see that whether Krishna is satisfied. Then it, whatever he is doing, that is perfect. That is Krishna consciousness. Yes, God thanks him. But you deserve. Man proposes, not disposed. Whatever you desire, if you insist, God will sanction. And without his sanction, you cannot do. Therefore, your doing something is dependent on God's sanction. But you desire something out of your own will. You are not a stone. You are a living entity, so you can desire anything. The Krishna consciousness, they do not do anything without Krishna sanction. Yes, not God's Gita, God's sanction. Don't say like that. Desire is yours, but sanction is God. That's why you want to do some business. You must take sanction from the government. You take license. He cannot do out of your own will. Similarly, you can desire and propose, "God, I want to do," and God will send. So those who are not Krishna conscious, they want. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Krishna says, all right, thank you. But Krishna says that you give up all this nonsense. That we do not say. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityaj, māṁ ekam, simply take me. But that we do not do. We ask Krishna, please let me do this. All right, do it. Yatheśyasi tathā kuru. Krishna inquired from Arjuna after teaching in Bhagavad Gita. Now I have spoken to you everything. What you want to do, you can do. That is Krishna's word. Krishna says that best thing is that you simply take to Krishna. But Krishna gives you the opportunity, liberty, that whatever you do, whatever you like, then do. Now it is your choice. Just like father, Gorakh son, he says, my dear, why I do like this? That is my opinion. But when the son says, no, I shall do like your life, you do. But without father's son's hand, as the son cannot do anything. Similarly, without Krishna's son's hand, he cannot do anything. But the proposal is yours. Therefore, this message, God, man proposes, God disposes. The God is not responsible for your work. If you act according to the order of God, then he is responsible. And if you act against the will of God, then you are responsible. Yes.
Association.
You mix with the drunkards, you will desire to drink. And you mix with us, you will desire to worship Krishna.
Very good.
Sure. Therefore, you are giving you facility. You associate with us and desire only Krishna. Yes. There is no duality. There is one, Krishna. But you have created duality. There is Maya. When you forget Krishna, there is duality. When you think that there is something else other than Krishna, there is duality. So people are not coming to Krishna consciousness, there is duality. They are thinking that we can be happy without Krishna. That is well. If they know it perfectly well, that Krishna is one. And therefore, my interest is with Krishna. My interest is not different from Krishna's interest. That is one. Just like in the family, the head is the father. But if anyone acts according to the head of the family, where there is no duality. If some of the members say, no, I will act like this, then there is duality. See, if everyone acts according to the desire of Krishna, there is no duality. There is oneness. But if you don't act, therefore there is duality. Therefore duality is Maya. You have got that? All
right. The woman said it's good for body, though, to go back home. She asked, is it only with the Hare Krishna mantra, but thinking of the child that we receive her body?
Oh, yes.
Oh.